All right, Drew Adams, Washougal. You raced? Hanging on the Honda truck with Lars. No, what'd you think about your day? One moto was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was my first top 10 overall of outdoors, so yeah. I was happy with that. And, first moto, it was on me. I picked a pretty bad gate, and I lined up next to two really good starters. I was next to Smitty and Deegan, so I was kind of like,
didn't go well.
I was like, that's my fault, you know. I'm a big kid, so right. I just try to get what I can out of a start. And yeah, so battle back up to 13th at moto, and second moto, got a pretty good gate pick, started 7th and finished 6th. It was pretty good. I had a couple good battles, and
your teammate was ripping.
Yeah, Garrett, he's mountain man, was ripping in the mountains today. That's for sure. Yeah.
What'd you think of this place?
It was fun. Yeah. It's about darker than Dade City is at nighttime.
Yeah, yeah.
And in that second moto, like, there were some turns you were literally going in and you could not see, like, the rut or anything. You're just hoping that you were in a rut.
Some guys told me on those turns in the back, you just go outside.
Yeah, I mean, you just go in the main line. So, like, on the side lap, I'm, like, squinting to see where I'm going. Like, where's the ruts? But, no, it's pretty fun. Yeah. The roof hurts pretty bad here up that big-ass hill.
Yeah, it's not good, dude.
Other than that, had a fun time, and I'm excited for this off week, and I'm excited to get my finger back to full health, and just keep doing therapy on it. It's feeling better, but I still can't use it as much as I want to on the track. Yeah. So
like something like the whoops, does it bug you?
So I had to switch up my grip on the clutch lever, and it's just a little bit like awkward and bothers me in some areas. Yeah. So I'm just trying to get back to where I can just use that finger with the clutch. Right now I'm using two fingers, and it like gives me arm pump more and stuff like that. And so I'm ready to get it fully healed and get back to 100% on that.
I didn't go to Millville. So what happened? What went on at Millville?
Oh, so I had a decent first moto. I had a pretty good start, and I had two top 10 starts at Millville, which starts have been my struggle all year. Me and Seth.
That's a deep start too.
Yeah, since Colorado, I've probably done like 1,500 starts, to be honest. Like, that has been my main focus, and it's gotten a lot better, as you can see. Like, me and Seth just pounding them out every day. Yeah. That's what we're doing. He's hole shotting, and if I'm in the top 10 or top 5, that's
a win.
I'm like, that's good, that's good for me. But Millville, the second moto, I had a pretty good start, and then I got in a pile up with Vial, and then
with Bozeman and Vial.
I got back up, and I was coming through the pack, and I was in like 15th, and I was lapping a guy, and he took me out. What happened.
And I was
just so like exhausted and over it. I was like, just get me off the track.
I'm done.
Yeah, but
all right. Okay.
Just tried to get to the motos and just trying to get as many points as I can. I probably creeped into the SMX points, but that's been my goal. For sure get into SMX and. There's always
the LCQ, not stay out of the LCQ.
And there's always some good money in SMX, so just keep working towards that and keep working towards these top five finishes. That's what I want to do. I want to get a top five overall. That's my goal at the end of the season.
Cool. Well, hey, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it, and enjoy the 2 weeks off.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks for